like to do now is, we only have a couple of proposals left to take up. I would like to take up the remaining proposals, and then we'll take a 15-minute break. So with that, if Andrew Norton is still with us, if we could jump back to item 13, special deer and special antelope.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. Again, this is Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. And the next agenda item, number 13, is just essentially an informational update on special deer and special antelope. The department has no recommended action here, so none would be necessary if the commission agrees. I will apologize in advance. The next item, number 14, waterfowl, will be fairly extensive with 10 different action sheets. So just making the commissioners aware of that in regards to the break time. But going back here to agenda item 13, special deer and special antelope. This year is a biennial recommendation for deer. We start every time we go through deer recommendations with special deer, and then we append antelope on that too, since the draw occurs at the same time, with that draw opening in March and the draw running in April. So this is almost could be thought as a completely independent of the other deer seasons. We'll have a much more extensive discussion about deer hunting season recommendations at the March, April, and May commission meetings when we finalize all other deer seasons, so we can run those more traditional draws that folks are familiar with in the middle of the year. But this, it really quickly, is again no recommended change, so I'll breeze through, hopefully, a summary of what special deer and special antelope is. It's really an opportunity to allow harvest on private land only for these seasons, and it's a all units included within a season, whether that be East River deer, West River deer, or special antelope. An individual can apply for those again early on. There's a set amount of licenses, especially for West River deer and special antelope. Resident and non-resident license numbers are equivalent, so it really is a good opportunity for non-resident hunters to apply and obtain a hunting license that generally ends up being something with an outfitter, so they might want to know early on whether they're successful and can plan their trip to South Dakota. What this does come with is an increased fee compared to say a regular any deer or any antelope license is $45 for a resident and $375 for a non-resident. For these special deer licenses and special antelope, it's $200 for a resident and $650 for a non-resident. And we recently increased those fees, as you may remember from last year. Season dates are the same as the season dates in whether it's East River, West River, or the antelope season, valid for all units within that season. You can see the license numbers. There's 500 for each resident, non-resident. In West River, East River, just 500 available for residents. West River does have an any deer option and an any whitetail deer option, so there's twice as many available there for residents, and then again 1,000 total for non-residents, whereas none East River. Special antelope, much lower numbers there because those populations are much lower than deer, with 50 resident and 50 non-resident. I went through the open areas, requirements and restrictions. There are some details that we've actually made several changes in the last couple of years to the deer and antelope draw rules. As you may remember, those are very complex and may get into those in March, but won't go through the particular requirements for when you apply for special antelope or deer and how that affects the subsequent ability to apply in the first general draw for deer and antelope. Again, no department recommendation and just some supportive information from the last 2 years of license, applicant, and harvest data. No other considerations, and happy to take any comments or questions from the commissioners.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Questions from the commission. Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, why is Gregory County exempt?
Through the chair, Commissioner Beast, would you expand on that? Do you mean the exception? Okay, I see. The wording says except in Gregory County. So Gregory County is the only county in the state with a split firearm season. So for West River deer, you can apply for Gregory County Season 30A, and that's the first weekend in November and the following 2 days. So it's a 4-day season, and then it takes like a 2.5-week break, and then it ends with, I think, the maybe the Monday of Thanksgiving week and runs through the end of the season. And then there's a split season is 30B, and that one runs the second weekend in November, which aligns with the typical West River deer season. So that has historically been different from all other counties. If you get a West River special deer license, this is the same as if you have a West River landowner owned land license. You can actually, your license is valid for both of those seasons. So a landowner or someone with a special license can hunt both the 30A and the 30B season. So just a little wrinkle there in the season dates for Gregory County.
Additional questions? Seeing none, we thank you for the information on item number 13, special deer and special antelope. And as I mentioned, I want to get through all of the